rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week we go vroom. Bad pun, bad joke. Anyway, we have Jose the Bronx Recon on the show.
Play on, play on for the weekend. So chicken these Manic Mondays. No more reason to freak it. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. So chicken these Manic Mondays. No more reason to freak it. And go on into next Sunday.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
I'm just learning about how people, how addresses are, you know, written in Germany right now from Veritex. Interesting, very interesting. I'm a completely ignorant fool. Anyway, welcome to the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. This is where we play the best Sega music on the interwebs. And this is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week with myself, KC, live from Portugal, learning about other countries as I usually do every week, because we have listeners from all over the world. Maybe not, but yeah. Shout out to J-Star Max again, because he's from the Philippines, so he's not listening to this live, but shout out to you for downloading the podcast and sending me nice messages, as you do. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is another episode, episode 16 of season 3 of the Manic Monday Show. This week, with lots of music, just like this first block we just opened up the show with. We had like a beach feel to it, like a tropical, summery feel to it. That's what I went for with these tracks. We had Azure Blue World for Emerald Coast from Sonic Adventure. We had Sweeping Seashore Aqua Challenge from Night's Journey of Dreams, and Splashdown Round 2-1 from Restart the Shooting Star for your listening pleasure. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a very amazing episode of this show. We have an awesome guest this week, I have to tell you. We have Jose the Bronx Rican, a longtime OC Remix, remixer, artist, veteran of Sega remixes. You probably know him from several different projects, but he is also the album director of Vroom. Or maybe Vroom. Or maybe just Vroom Sega Racing, an album dedicated to Sega racing games and soundtracks. So remixes from several different Sega racing games. If you listen to Sega Mix Drive on Friday, you probably already heard the entire thing. If you've downloaded the album, you can do so from vroom.ocremix.org, obviously, but if you've already listened to the album, okay, so now it's time to learn more about what was, you know, some stories about how the album was made. It was a long time in the making. Several different people helmed the project, but in the end, it got here. We have it, and it's great. So Jose will be chatting with me in a few minutes, you know, around halfway through the show, and it's going to be a very interesting talk about his own life, his projects, and Vroom. Don't forget to join us on Discord for some chat. Shout out to Andy, by the way, who just tweeted at us. He said, if you need some entertainment to get rid of those Monday blues, then tune in to the Manic Monday show with the amazing KC right now on Radio Sega. You're amazing. A very big applause to Andy. Yes. You know what? The kids love Andy. Yeah! But not as much as they love me. Yeah! Nah, shut up. I hate you too. Anyway, join us on Discord. RadioSE.ga/Discord. RadioSE.ga/Discord. That's where you can join us for some fun times and chat. And we also have Memories of Sega this week back. Uruzu is back with another game. This week we have the Game Gear Shinobi game. So the GG Shinobi, or Shinobi as it was known in the West, but the Game Gear version. Anyway, let's talk about that a little bit later. Let's say hello to people who just, you know, are sitting around on Discord. We have Opus Science Collective, Veritex, Skyblaze, Jamie 64326, Veritex, Electric Boogaloo, who wants me to tell Jose about remastering the Fensler film skits, which I know nothing about, and I promise I will click the link. He just posted it on Discord later, and I will learn about it. These seem to be making fun of the G.I. Joe PSA skits. Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I will click them later. Anyway, welcome to the show. Don't forget to join us on Discord, because that's the only place where you can take part in this.
Say my name.
So Say My Name is back for another week. We're close to the final week of this current edition of Say My Name. So the stakes are high, or maybe not. I will be letting you know what the prize is this time, maybe next week. And still working out some stuff. But things are very, very close and tense and amazing. Currently in the lead, we have both Rexy and OSC with 65 points. Ooh. Followed closely by Jamie with 60 points. Doomgirl and Veritex with 55 points. And the Electric Boogaloo with 50. So those are the people who might still get it. With only 3 weeks to go, including this week. So things are close. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. This week, we have another thing for you to guess. That's what we do on Say My Name. I give you something for you to guess. It has to be somewhat Sega related. And this week we have another game. It's another game. I'm going to tell you that right now. So think about it. And what game could it be? I'm going to give you four different clues for you to guess what the game is. And you'll have to be quick, because the quicker you get it, the more points you get. So if you get it correctly, or if you guess correctly after the first clue, you get 20 points. You get 15 points after the second clue, 10 points after the third, and only 5 points after the fourth. So please try to be quick. But there is a catch. You only get one guess per clue. So you'll have to think carefully. Don't waste those precious clues. Otherwise, you'll have to wait until the next clue is shared. And it's a bummer. And you'll lose points. So don't do that. Anyway, it's time to share clue number one. Just a quick reminder that you need to be on Discord to take part. You have to DM me, KC, over there with your guests. Don't DM people. You know, not DM. Don't share your guests in the main chat. So don't do that. Don't do that. Anyway, so clue number one. Are you ready? Third-party game released on the Saturn. On the Sega Saturn. Third-party game. Woo, that's clue number one. And that narrows it down quite a lot. No, it doesn't. But that's it. That's clue number one. So, third-party game released on the Saturn. What could it be? DM me your answers for 20 points. You have until the end of the next music break, music block, to send me some guesses. And I'm going to play some music, including a track from a game that we don't have yet. It's the only track we know from this game. It's from Shenmue 3. And it was made as a homage to one of the fans that sadly passed away. And so Ryuji Yoshi, the main composer, wrote this to honor that fan. So it's called Winter Sunset, and it plays right here on Radio Sega's The Manic Monday Show.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
This is Jose, the Bronx Freakin', and your ears are tuned in to Radio Sega.
Fighting Freak Knuckles. Still feel it. Still got no weak spots. Back once again after the Master Emerald. Fool still after my jewels.
Than the rest of them, brother, I'm the best of them, tougher than my brethren. Jiggin', call me Knuckles, cause when I swing, knees buckle. Nothing but trouble when I'm flexing my muscles, yo. I'm hard as nails, it ain't hard to tell. That's worth the tales, break them all off, solid or frail. Unlike the rest, independent ever since my first breath. First to test, feel the right, then my words left. It's the new porcupine on the block with the buff chest. Straight out the wilderness with that ruggedness. Knock, knock, it's Knucks, y'all. The blow thrower, independent flower, magic emerald holder. Proda, give you the cold shoulder. And my spikes go through boulders. That's why I always stay a loner. Born with no help, so I'm just out for Delph. Get it on by myself at the Sebi's get shelf. That's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. It's going down. The Master Emerald's gone. Somebody gon' get this quick. My word's gone. Fighting my foes all the time. But I got a pull. They always staying out of line. Guaranteed I'ma find my gems and emeralds. They don't call me Knuckles for nothing. I can't lose. Yeah. K-N-U-C-K-L-E-S was born to live my life on Angel Island, cause my duty's to protect the Emmy Diamond Thugs, holding it down cause I'm searching for shining, but every time I'm looking for sun, I can't find it. Is this the way? Is this the path that I chose? Damn, why am I living like my heart just froze, and all that I see is a storm of gemstones, man. I like to dig holes, searching for pure gold. Large pots of treasure always make me feel better. If I need to fight anybody for whatever, I clench my fist tight, then we can go head up, though I don't want I hurt none, I leave your head shattered. Been lonely all my life. Doesn't matter, I'm here for the mission. And whoever wanna bring it, niggas gon' be stubborn, but still, I'ma live it. Do anything to collect the Master Emerald. Climb mountains, glide through valleys, run down every road. Wild and hungry, ain't nothing funny. My philosophy's my knuckles, my feet kick like Chun-Li.
That's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. It's going down. The Master Emerald's gone. Somebody gon' get this quick. My word's gone. Fighting my foes all the time. But I got a pull. They always staying out of line. Guaranteed I'ma find my gems and emeralds. They don't call me Knuckles for nothing. I can't lose.
Born like this, scared of no one, fear nothing. Straight thuggin', I'm out for the ones and bling hunting. Diamonds and gems, yo, we can battle to the end. But beware of my namesake, the knuckles that I send. Cause when they penetrate, that they're certain is pure hurting. Their heart is steel, footwork is blazing, for you it's curtains. Never see me run from, never see me surrender. Lay you out and fly away like there's no other contender. Render opponents tender, career ender. Run up in one round, wonders, and I'm switching their gender. Put up your dukes, these mooks wanna blow up like nukes. Nothing but flukes, I send all your kooks crying, I'm all dukes. Cause I'm unknown from Emmy, but not from G-E-N-E. S-I-S, cause ain't no shame in my G-A-M-E. Peace to 32X and the click called Chaotix. Peace from the island and the Bronx reeking for the remix.
That's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. It's going down. The Master Emerald's gone. Somebody gon' get this quick. My word's gone. Fighting my foes all the time. But I got a pull. They always staying out of line. Guaranteed I'ma find my gems and emeralds. They don't call me Knuckles for nothing. I can't lose.
Don't let it hit your mood.
Yeah, all those zones. Mission Street. Yeah, the whole earth. Death Chamber, Death Chamber, Death Chamber. This is Jose the Bronx Recon, this week's guest. This actually holds up, yeah, just like Twinny is saying. It audibly holds up 14 years later, 2004. I played this because we have Jose on the show tonight, and because he mentioned this track as being like the first one, first OC remix, and probably one of the best known tracks he's ever done. And so, yeah, shout out to Jose, awesome guest. We'll have him on the show in a few. Before that, we had, so that was track number 3, and this one goes out for Rexy. So this was track number 3 of that block. Track number 2 was Slain, Woven, from 7th Dragon 3 Code VFD, so that's track number 2. And track number 1 was Winter Sunset by Ryuichi Yushi, from Shenmue 3. So 3 tracks, Rexy. 3 tracks, not more than 3, not 4, not 5. But 3 tracks. That's it. anyway. Not really a big deal, but yeah. Entries are now closed for... Yeah, let me just send some notes. Entries are now closed for the first round, first clue of Say My Name. Veritex asks, Jose or... Jose. Well, Jose, because it's like, it's from like Spanish, right? Jose, if you're from Portugal or Brazil. And Jose, as some people say. Not really know what Jose is, but yeah. Like people say Jose Mourinho. That's not really how you say that, but it's okay. Rexy says the Shenmue track sounded like 2 tunes. No, it sounded like 2 tunes because it was amazing. So it's a tune. Yeah, that's why it sounded like 2 tunes. It's amazing. I can't wait for the Shenmue 3 soundtrack. I can't wait for Shenmue 3 and its soundtrack. That's better. Anyways, thank you very much to people who, you know, send me some guesses for Say My Name. I'm sorry to say you're all wrong, but, you know, there's always the next one. In the meantime, Skyblaze shared a game called Jupiter and Mars, which is coming to PlayStation 4 sometime soon. I haven't really checked yet. But it's apparently VR focused, but there's a non-VR mode as well. You control 2 dolphins. One called Jupiter and the other called Mars. Hence, Jupiter and Mars. And they have to explore 5 distinct biomes. Biomes. Stupid. Such as tropical islands and sunken underwater cities. Set on a future Earth where mankind has disappeared, they must enlist the help of a group of ancient whales called the Elders to confront and solve the after effects of man's industrial legacy. So, pretty much Echo Defender of the Future, right? Yeah. Sounds like it. But yeah. Anyway. Time to keep going. Time to keep going. And time for another clue.
Say my name.
Indeed. Because you got, you know, you've got it all wrong. All of you. So, clue number 2. Remember, this is a third-party game released on the Saturn where we're talking about. So, what's clue number 2? Simply put, it's a shmup. It's a shoot-em-up. That's the kind of game we're talking about. Third-party game released on the Sega Saturn. It's a shmup or a shoot-em-up. Ooh. Yes. So, Skyblaze says, I loved Echo, Defender of the Future, despite how bastard hard it was. I don't think it was that hard, actually. It was just a matter of you, you know, getting to know where you were and stuff. There were some hard-ish levels, like... I remember one that I got stuck in, where you... I don't remember the details, but you were a harness that, you know, allowed you to control mechanical stuff, and you had to find a way to move a minecart with lots of rocks. I remember I got stuck in that part, but then after that was... She says, that goddamn shark with the glyph in its mouth. Oh, that's... that was early on, I think. Yeah. Interesting. But yeah, I think after that part with the... There were the different clans of dolphins, and where mankind enslaved the dolphins. So that part of the game, that section of the game, was the hardest, I think. But after that, it got pretty easy, I think, in my opinion. But, you know, that's just my opinion, and it's usually wrong. So yeah. I know I got past it, but it was still a git. Yeah. Yeah, but I love Defender of the Future. Would love to get like an HD remastered of that, remastered version. Yeah. Oh, look, a wrong answer. Woohoo! Another nope. Don't forget, guys, DM me your guesses. You have until the end of the Manic Lounge section, so we have a lot of time to research, to Google, to do whatever you want, and still listen to the show. So take your time. Don't panic. And send me your guesses later. So, while you do that, time to keep going and move on with...
Third Party Tracks of the Week.
Hey! Third Party Tracks of the Week! This week we have the usual suspects, meaning Electric Boogaloo, Jamie, and newcomer J-Star Max. So I've got some requests from him as well. And so these are the people responsible for the musical experience, the musical trip and delight that you're going to feel in the next few minutes. The first track we'll play is a request by Jamie. And you know, it's usually weird and... It's not weird. It's catchy, a bit repetitive, but it's nice. It's from Bust a Move 4. Bust a Move 4, Dreamcast game. And this is the basic round theme. Don't forget, I'm waiting for your Say My Name guesses for 15 points. Saturn Shmup, released or developed by a third party. Let's enjoy it. Yeah, this is basic... Round theme. We'll be right back. have a feeling we've heard this before, right? But I guess it suits the kind of game it is. Only one more minute left.
Sega. The Manic Monday Show with Casey. Only on Radio Sega.
Yeah.
that's exactly what happens to me. I'm getting older all the time, looking older all the time, but feeling younger in my mind. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and so this is a classic for people who enjoyed this generation of gaming from Tony Hawk's or Tony Hawk's Skateboarding or Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. This is Superman by Goldfinger. And as Electric Boogaloo just told us, it's from their second album, Hang Ups. And I love the album art there. Hang-ups. That's an interesting, yeah. I like that. I like that very much indeed. Thank you for sharing. So that was suggested by J-Star Max. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you, J-Star Max, especially enjoyed that. Thank you for your suggestion. Before that, we had the Japanese scores from Capcom arcade game Slipstream. Not available everywhere. I think it was just released in Latin America? South America or something? That's what I read about it. But maybe I'm wrong, but I think so. Before that, we had the basic round theme from Bust a Move 4, aka in Japan, Puzzle Bobble 4. So that's the game that this track was from. Electric Boogaloo says puns. Yes, I love me some puns. Yeah, and so Rexy was saying that she had the game Bust a Move 4 for her Game Boy Color. So yeah, I was looking for info on Bust a Move 4 when I was preparing for this show. And it was released on a multitude of different platforms. So Dreamcast was just one of them. Just one of many platforms that had a Bust a Move 4 version. But obviously, this is the one that Jamie requested. So thank you very much for your suggestions, guys. Don't forget, if you have any other tracks, any third-party tracks you'd like me to play on future editions of this show, you can go to radiose.ga/third-party. radiose.ga/third-party for suggestions. We'll have a third party special episode of the show soon, and so I will put together a different kind of survey for that, but in the meantime we still have some weeks to go until the ending of this season, season 3 of the show, so you can still request some third party tracks for regular episodes of the Manic Monday Show. That being said, let me congratulate one of you for already guessing the game correctly, the name of the game correctly. So you already, one of you already has some points, 15 points to be exact. But the rest of you, I will play this. I always play this. I have to.
Well, isn't that cute?
Yeah, so you have to keep on...
Linda, push!
You have to keep on pushing! Pushing? I don't know. Maybe. Electric Pugulu says it also came out in Mexico, apparently. Well, Latin America. That's pretty much Mexico as well, right? And it's eligible because it ran on a Sega System 32 hardware, obviously. Yes. Okay, so it's time to keep going, guys. We have until the end of this next segment and its music block to send me some guesses for those who haven't yet, who haven't got a nope yet. You have until that. But now, it's time for the Manic Lounge. So it's time to welcome our very special guest, Jose the Bronx Rican, album director of Vroom. I don't get tired of this. So let's enjoy the interview, and I'll be right back with more. With more Say My Name, with more music, and with more craziness. Enjoy.
Take a seat and grab a drink. This is the Manic Lounge.
Welcome back to the Manic Monday Show. This is the Manic Lounge segment of the show. And this week, I'm really proud to welcome to the show Jose the Bronx Rican. Hello, Jose. How are you?
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Radio Sega. And so before we get into the main reason why you're here, which is a new OC Remix album that goes by the name of Vroom.
You got it.
Awesome name. But before that, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself? Would you like to tell our listeners a bit about your history, maybe with video games, with video game music and remixes?
Ooh, if I can reach that far back, sure. Everybody knows I'm quite the senior citizen in these communities. I love video games from the covers, goes way back, but not during the Nintendo era, unfortunately, only because I wasn't able to afford it at the time. So I really started with Sega and Sega products. The Genesis was the very first console I was able to buy with my own cash after having a job. So that's where the gaming really took off. And around the same time, that's where the VGM love really took off. This was, 93, I guess. I played the games, I enjoyed the games, I enjoyed the music. So that was like two different forms of entertainment I was just digging at the same time. I remember actually recording this music. I'm sure a lot of people done the same thing. I took my old tape deck and plugged it in and just press record.
Yes.
The sound test or anywhere I can get this, music. Put it on cassettes and listen to it on the go, wherever I needed. It was great stuff. It hasn't stopped since, I started buying every console after that, all the way up to Sega Dreamcast. And, I had PS2, I had PS1, I had SNES and all of that stuff. I eventually caught up, but then had to stop around the mid-2000s because life and work and other stuff really gets in the way. So, I'm almost semi-retired now. So, the only game I really get to do, and people know this, my friends know, anytime I have a half hour to spare to play Streets of Rage 2 on hardest, I do that. But I haven't got much. But I haven't got much time for much else right now.
Respect to you. Yeah, Streets of Rage 2, hardest. That's awesome. Well done.
Yep. And people are probably thinking right now, well, why not Mania? Mania is just no fun at all. I can do Mania. It's just that I have a lot more fun playing on hardest.
Excellent. And so that love for video game and video game music apparently is something that you hold dear, right? So you've been involved with OC Remix for a while now. Would you like to give us a few examples of projects you've worked on and music that you've done?
Let's see if I can take it from the top. Let's see about a condensed history of it. My very first remix, which was very, very well received, mainly because there wasn't very much rap hip hop going on in the community or in OC Remix in general. I wanted to get in on this action. It was great stuff. I was hearing a lot of good stuff and I was wanted to contribute. I developed myself as a musician. Even before video games, like I had portable keyboards in that house, the old Casios, the Kawaiis. I had hardware samplers that I was just playing around with. So after the PC came in, I eventually started engaging in this DIY music creation like everyone else did. Apps, I started out with MIDI. So anyone who knows me from like bgmusic.com, that's where I first developed my chops, contributing MIDI files. Transcribing the original music into MIDI. So that's where that came from. So when I started doing my first remix, it was on and off work for maybe about 2 years, I think. I just wherever I could find time, a little bit, here and there, on and off work. So I put in a lot of good effort into this. And I'm glad that it was as well received as it was. I believe Sharik, Darksword, was the one that put everyone on to this, to the the judges, the staff. And it was like, oh, get this on, it was great stuff. So since then, Let's see, I've contributed.
So a quick aside, that first remix was the Sonic Adventure 2.
That was Unknown from MC, and yeah. I should have mentioned that, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Well, people know, it's good stuff. And let me think. I know I see, so my memory's hazy now, even though it's like very recent. Yeah, I've done a few more since then, but it's very, see, people know I don't have a lot of output on the site because I've always been super busy from then till now. But I've contributed a few more tracks. Most of them came from album projects. So I recall working on Balance of Ruin, but a lot of people know about that. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because I'm like, we're scrambling to get a trailer. I'm just scrambling to get a trailer finished for that. But at the same time, I'm developing the song at the same time. That's one of the busiest I've been in my life, trying to get a song finished and a video finished. let's see. Oof. Oh, Nights was another good one. I was also in Sonic Sound of Speed. Mm-hmm. And I was proud of that one. Oh, the reason I mentioned those two, and I know I've had others, but I mentioned those two is because that's where I had, like, I guess, an epiphany about the quality of my work. And I'm like everyone else, amateurs, do it yourself, and I try to, get better at the craft. But it was those two songs I worked on. It was almost concurrent, where it really seemed to, like, yeah, I know how to mix stuff and I know how to produce stuff, but it hasn't quite clicked until the time I was working on those two songs. And one day it's almost like one day it just hit me. This is how you do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think I've improved a lot because of that. And I'm glad that music software, being what it is, DAWs and plugins, have also improved to the point where if you know what to put down and how to put it down, there will be tools out there to help you. Especially, mm-hmm. Especially processing, not processing, the kind of plugins that help you make music sounds like it should. If you're not experienced in saying, laying down guitar parts, there will be enough resources to help you do that. And that goes for anything. Even if you don't know a jack about orchestration or orchestral music, you will get it down much quicker than you used to be able to because the tools and the resources.
Everything's online now, right? So even tutorials and everything.
And I'm glad to see that. Mm-hmm.
Those albums were important because of that, right? So you finally realized you were good at it.
Yeah, the thing about that was I would never. It's almost impossible to find time to work on original remixes, and I got so many plans for separate remix songs. I never had time for that. It's just, oh, here's an album. I want to get on that. You want to get in? Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll try that. And that even that doesn't always come through. But that's what I end up managing. It's just album cuts. But I need to get back to individual tracks that I've been dying to do for so long.
Awesome.
I'll keep trying.
Hopefully Sega stuff.
Oh, absolutely Sega stuff. That's at the top of my list.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. So awesome. Thank you very much for sharing that little, piece of history and of video game remix history that is your career, so to speak.
Sure.
So let's get into Vroom. So Vroom, first of all, this is an album that has been a long time in the making, right? So several different directors. You were its actual director, right? So the person who saw it through. Would you like to tell us a bit about what the concept behind Vroom was? And has it changed since its inception? Not really.
I'm almost certain it has, because it's changed hands so many times. Let me see, because I came to it very late, and it wasn't even, meant to be a director's role. I fell into it for several reasons, because, all right, we were asked to, this is the music we have, and it's not a lot. It's about maybe 7 tracks that appeared to be done. So we said, we need to put this out. We got to do something with it. Let's just put it together in a package and just release it. We've got, without going into the differences between OCRA, an official album, and OCRI, which is also official, but it leaves out Well, we don't put in the promotional muscle behind that, because this is a matter of like, if people have a bunch of music and they want to release it, they can do it through us, and we don't have to wait for an entire process. So also there may be some relaxed standards here and there, as far as the work itself. All of this is just to facilitate a quick release so that people can enjoy it more, and we feel like, oh, it's fine, we can bring it up. So that is the difference. So we were ready to do it with this one, and not even, I wasn't even coming into it as a director. We said, take what we got, put in the package and go. But I'm seeing some of the songs and some of it didn't look right. In the sense that some of them were absolutely finished. Some of them were very, very early in album development. So some of it shows. But at the same time, some of it that seems to be done, actually, I think was not done. I looked at, if you look at Ben Briggs' Prototype Raptors track, and this is the story of that one, it seemed to be, it was in the finished package. But I'm looking at it, and something seemed odd about it. It was strong enough on its own. And I think that's why, and this is why I say, I think it was in the package because of a little bit of wishful thinking. But I don't think it was actually finished. For one thing, it ended abruptly. And this is not the final track. The track I heard had an abrupt ending. And there was no, consent given. For those who don't know, we have to have artists sign a consent before the music gets released so that everybody is on board with it.
Makes sense.
And I noticed that their names did not turn up. I was like, what happened? No idea. So I had to contact the artists about that. And this is where Ben Briggs gets real slick. So I let him know about it. And I told him my concerns. And he said, all right, let me get back to you on that. In about a week, he comes back with an almost complete reimagining, almost from the ground up. It's had elements of the original, you know, work in progress that I heard, but it was, oh my God, it was the change was like night and day, and it was highly polished, and it was great before. But he was like, all right, let's just give him practically a brand new finished track. And I was like, this is amazing stuff.
Needed like an ending, but he redid the whole thing.
He came up, gave us an almost brand new track here, which was amazing. It was great. Why? Because I always meant that to be the opening track. It was that strong. Mm-hmm. The album had to open with that. But he and Prototype Raptor came up with something even greater than that. So I was pleasantly surprised there. You know?
Excellent.
But that's, so as far as the vision of the album, obviously the scope of it was greater. There were more sources at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And there was even album art to reflect, this is Sega Racing, so it had to be Sonic. Sonic was in there featuring prominently. But at the end of it, we don't have any actual Sonic games represented, which is kind of a shame. But at the same time, you know, Sega Racing is still well represented. So the way I decided to play it off in the album notes, I said, okay, we're going to get Sonic represented because we have a track from NASCAR Racing done by Tubers McGee, which is done by the people who are now known as Crush 40.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, there's our Sonic representation. Also because Tail Chaser from Metropolis Street Racer, which was where the source was originally sung by TJ Davis, and we got another Sonic connection. So that's as good as we can get right here.
That's it.
You know?
Fine, I think. It actually works in your favor because I'm always saying this on Radio Sega, but Sega is not just Sonic. So it's good to have other franchises and other beloved series represented.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can get into it. I can get into it for a bit about, the many things that represent Sega, which is probably outside of the scope of this interview. But again, yeah, we had more tracks originally planned. I don't know what they were. I jumped into it very late, and I noticed we do have whips from, I couldn't recall what games, to give you an example from, that were eventually dropped because they didn't get to be finished. I almost did not finish mine. And that would be the story of Five Laps if we get to that.
Feel free to get into that right now if you want.
sure. Okay. Well, yeah, that's that. The same story. This really covers you know, the tracks that were not originally on the album. And if I can recall, see, we had 6 or 7 and we added 3 more. So mine was one. Tail Chaser was another. Mm-hmm. And Benbrick's track wasn't it. Benbrick's Prototype was in there, but like I said, it was totally reimagined. I can't recall what else. But we had to, I found a way to add those tracks. So we had very little to work with. And when I noticed what was left in the works in progress, I said, some of these can be developed a little more. And that included Tail Chaser. All that was there was an instrumental. And I reached the artist about that. And because there was a note somewhere that said, well, vocals are done. I was like, what? Vocals are done, but they're not here? Come on, man. How does this not get finished? So I got back to Digi Valentine and Sergey. Mm-hmm. And almost like Briggs and Raptor, not in the same level, but they did come back and polished it up quite a bit, added the vocals, and I believe Sergey got his sister to sing the hook, the chorus. And exactly. It, everything was a complete polished work. And I loved how that came in because I told the staff, I said, we got to get this included because I thought it was strong enough as an instrumental. I've almost felt like adding something to it myself, like a synth or maybe a little rhyming or something like that. I don't know. But I decided, all right, reach the artists to see what they could do. And they did it, knocked it out the park. So I was glad to be able to include that as well.
Excellent. All right. Yeah.
As for Five Laps, this was like 90% of the development time of this album was not a go at all. This is another indication of how busy I was all this time. And that song has never come out of first whip for years. Many years, really. Every few months I said, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to do it this time. And I just could not get it off. And I was like, I'm about to give up. So when they asked me, I said, all right, we got to get Vroom out. Could you please do something? What they, if I could recall what they asked specifically, I think get a package together and revise the album art. Knowing myself, I do it up like crazy. The album art is sort of a deluxe design project where it wasn't just slap on a front cover, slap on a rear cover. I had to do something that works in all sorts of releases. And mm-hmm. I did a little of that with our Mario 64 album. For the same, what I did here was did a digipack design, but where I can take elements of that and put it on a jewel case design or put it on a slipcover design. Something that works everywhere, if yeah. needed. I even had mm-hmm. disc art for the actual disc and everything. So that was part of it. So I went into this thing when I said, all right, if we got a little time to do this, maybe could I possibly try one more time to somehow get my own track finished? and I did, and it was still looking really hopeless. But then I just, again, one day, these things just come to me one day. Somehow I had the idea, like, all right, I finally had a concept in my head that I think will work. And I ended up arranging the way I feel, like I decided 5 laps. This is a 5-lap Formula One race. You go around the track 5 times and it's gold.
Okay.
So I ended up taking these elements, and this really should have been easier. And I mentioned that in the notes that, look, Naofumi Hataya, and he's one of my favorite artists, and I could go into it for days about him too. All right. One of the wave masters, maybe the wave master, may have been the founding artist. I don't know. Because for those who don't know, and I'm sure you guys know, he's one of the co-composers of Sonic CD.
Mm-hmm.
He did for Virtual Racing Deluxe, he is mostly arrangements of Takenobu Mitsuyoshi's short little tracks. But the replay music was all his, and it was amazing, even on a 32X.
And I think it's the only one that people actually remember.
Oh yeah, it's an easy favorite. This thing is packed with riffs. So I'm sitting here thinking, why didn't I come up with something earlier? Because it's amazing. You can have so many different elements in the song that can each be its own sort of verse. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did with this song. I did each element of the song became a lap on the track, on the racetrack. So all the familiar things you hear from the original is represented like throughout. So I finally got it to work, which was great. And just in time, not just in time, because I can't even go into the you know, we finally finished with the album, but then other delays presented itself. This should have been out in, all right, November, December, and that didn't work out. So apologies to those who are waiting and expecting. But that's the story there. You know, I'm, but, again, one of those things that I'm so glad it worked out.
Happy coincidence, but it worked out fine because we got five laps, so awesome. And so you somehow got involved as album director at some point then.
Mm-hmm. Unexpectedly, yeah, that was around perhaps. That time. It's for the same reason I get into a lot of projects, or sort of by accident. I've sort of been volunteered for the job. And once it feels like I'm in it for the long haul, I have to see it through to the end. I have to commit to it. And I'm that kind of person. And I feel like, all right, this is mine now. So let me get in contact with everybody and really just push this through. So again, so happy with how it turned out.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so it's short but sweet. So 10 tracks in the instrumental version of Tail Chaser as well. Mm-hmm. 9 games, I think, right? Am I doing my math okay?
Because
we have
70.
2 from Daytona, 2 from Outrun, 2 from Segarelli. Right. So yeah, 7. Right. 7. Yeah,
and
seven.
A lot of songs from Hataya, which is also weird, happy coincidence. I wasn't expecting this. You know, I figured mine would be the only Hataya track because everybody would work on, you know, Sonic Racing, Sonic R, or other games that didn't involve, you know, these artists. It would be, oh, I figured mm-hmm. Richard Jake would dominate.
You'd think we'd see more Metropolis Street Racer remixes. We actually don't have many coming our way. But yeah, I would expect like some Sonic R or something. Maybe some Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transform.
I couldn't recall. I'm sure somebody has been working on something, but that was another thing that built.
Yeah, but I think it's for the best because we have different kinds of games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and after all the talk after release, I'm thinking sequel.
Oh, you know? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We should
awesome.
Take it back for another go around, you know.
Oh,
right?
For
there's
sure.
some stuff we really need to touch on, I believe.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. That's amazing. That's great news. And so we have Indy 500. When do we have Indy 500? Never. So it's amazing. We have NASCAR. We have Virtual Racing Deluxe. So amazing.
The beauty of us at OC Remix. Yeah, the beauty of us at OC Remix is that we are not afraid to take on the obscure. I was actually surprised myself to see these games turn up. Indy 500, like what? But mm-hmm. that's Sir Jay. He's very left field too, so I can see.
Oh,
it.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, amazing, amazing. So people can check this out by going to vroom.ocremix.org, right? So that's VROOM.
It should work. Dave told me it will. We don't have an actual website. It will go to the wiki that we usually reserve for OCRI albums.
Okay.
That should work. It'll redirect.
Yeah, awesome. So I think it's the easiest way for people to remember. So Vroom Sega Racing, directed by Mr. Jose the Bronx Rican. Any last notes for people listening to us?
Without any lame racing analogies, I guess not, except to say that once again, thanks to everybody for their patience. I think that's the operative word here, their patience. And we've had situations like that before. Obviously, anybody who knows OC Remix knows certain things take a while and certain things fall through. And we never like to see people hang for so long. It's a thing where we all do our best. And we always make a commitment. And whether we're successful at it, it remains to be seen. But myself, more than anyone, need to try harder to commit to some of our creative projects here. Even though I, more than anyone, because I've got a regular 9-to-5. Without going into my own life history, and like I said, I don't game much anymore because life is tight. Okay, I'm always trying my best because that's my nature. I feel like I'm failing a challenge if I don't. To do the things I want to do, as well as the things I'm obligated to do. The Snatcher project has been dormant forever. It's on the music of Snatcher, which was on Sega CD. Originally appeared on PC 88 and MSX 2, and then later the CD Romantic version on not TurboGrafx, the Super PC Engine Super CD. Great music. Was meant to convey cinematic, a sound, more like almost like a major motion picture, which, you know, works out because people say it rips off a lot out of Blade Runner, the story itself, that is. But it's wonderful stuff. The story's wonderful, music's wonderful. But I thought, we haven't had an album like that sounds like a 100% legit major motion picture soundtrack. And that's what I'm trying to do here. But unfortunately, it hasn't really started. The main reason was trying to get a staff together because I know I have no time, and also because I want to get enough recruitment done, and I still haven't gotten around to that. But I am dedicated. I am committed. And I don't want this to take 100 years, but I am committed to getting this done. So for those who don't know, I'm letting people know it's going to happen.
Snatcher album coming soon. Soon. Soonish. Soonish.
Soonish.
Excellent. Jose, it was really nice to have you on the show. I would love to keep talking to you for like forever. So we're going to have to definitely have you back on Radio Sega for
I'm gonna hang around other stuff. For sure.
Oh, please
Radio
do.
Sega guys. I've been meaning to for the longest. This is like really my first interaction, and it shouldn't take them this long, but I will continue from here.
So another awesome coincidence coming from Vroom. You know, Vroom is amazing just because of this, just because of the ability to get you in touch with Radio Sega. So awesome.
Yes.
So vroom.ocremix.org for people listening to us. Get on it, people. It's amazing. And we're now going to play some of the tracks, including your own. Jose, thank you very much for your time. All the best for your future projects, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thanks for having me.
The Manic Lounge.
Holy we'll be right back.
Manic Monday Show with Casey.
In the Zone Runners,
it's Sergey,
and you're listening to
Radio Sega.
Cruising with me. no cause for concern. But there's a reason I just done that 3-point turn. Because girl, I nearly crashed my car. Not your fault, you just don't know how fine you are. Got me looking like raw. As I drove by, thought to myself I could have gone on. But no, I got a feeling we were meant to meet. See, I'm a racer in these metropolis streets. I know you're here for the same thing, but it ain't just your car I wanna be chasing. Swooping, swaying, oh yeah, we racing. It's all just a game, but I ain't needing a straight win, no problem. You can take first place, perfect gentleman, ladies first always. Now you're laughing, you're feeling me right. Hey, let's get it on tonight.
We can drive it like this, we can drive.
Me and mommy pretty much now own the track, and she loving it. Every corner's a drift that she's earning kudos. She's throwing me a kiss. I'm tail chasing. All I see is a red light. Hypnotized like a deer caught in the headlights. She knows the moves for a freaky night, baby. Hairpin to an easy ride, maybe. Chick is crazy on the throttle and the gear stick. Slipstream and leave you at the back somewhere near sick. She don't care about the car you came here with. Don't press the pedal if you can't stay quick. Cause it ain't how fast you drive, it's how you drive fast. So she's feeling my flow, it's how I rhyme bars. Yeah, she maneuvers alright. Señorita, let's get it on tonight.
Getting Winterfest vibes from this one, and everyone's like, what? Yeah, so if you remember correctly, we had a last call show on Radio Sega during the Winterfest, and Sergey was one of the people involved. He did a DJ set for us, last one of the Interfest. We closed the Interfest with his set, and it featured an early version of this tune, Tail Chaser, from Vroom, closing off this music block. The final request from Jose the Bronx Recon. We had UV Sergey, DJ Valentine, and Sergey's sister, Jamie the sister UV. That's what they say here. And so before that, we had Five Laps tune as well by Jose the Bronx Recon from Virtual Racing Deluxe, a source. It's the replay track, so it's a source we usually don't get much love for. And the first one was Rolling Start by Ben Briggs and Prototype Raptor.
thank you very much to Jose the Bronx Rican for coming on the show. We have more from Jose coming soon on Radio Sega, because I loved meeting the guy and chatting with him, so we'll definitely have him back on Radio Sega for more stuff in the future, so stay tuned for that. Don't forget, you can grab Vroom for free by going to vroom.ocremix.org. That's V-R-O-O-M, vroom.ocremix.org. And if you like the album, please go to radiose.ga/vroom, radiose.ga/vroom, and pick your favorites, because the most voted track, the track that gets more votes from the album, will get a direct nomination to Radio Sega's Fan Choice Remix of the Year. So it'll be a direct nominee for that in December, so don't forget that that's still a thing for 2018. And one of the tracks from this album will be one of the nominees, one of the potential nominees for Radio Sega's Fan Choice Remix of the Year 2018. Thank you very much again to Jose. Go follow him on Twitter. That's @josebxr. So that's where you can catch him. And vroom.ocremix.org. That said, let's move on.
Say my name.
Indeed. Well then, say my name. Clue number three. Not much luck for people taking part tonight. Aw, what a shame. Not really. But one of you already got 15 points, so congrats to one of you. I will tell you who that is in a bit. But it's time for everyone else to get another chance at guessing this week's game. Remember, it's a third-party game released on the Saturn, and it's also a shmup or a shoot-em-up. Clue number three. A sequel to this Atlus published game was released for the Dreamcast. So the original, the game we were looking for, was published by Atlus, and it had a sequel released for the Dreamcast. So that's your third clue. You're playing for 10 points right now, so don't forget, DM me your answer, and you have until the end of the next music break, and the next block, which is this.
Memories of Sega.
Indeed, it's Memories of Sega. Winner Was You is back for another edition of Memories of Sega. Edition number 46. So many editions right now. Almost at number 50. Congrats. So, edition number 46 focuses on a Game Gear game. Shinobi, as it was known in the West, or the GG Shinobi, the Game Gear Shinobi, as it was known in other parts of the world. So, if you enjoyed that, or even if you've never heard of it, let's enjoy some music first. So first up, we'll play Spirit from Shinobi, Game Gear version. Then we'll have Memories of Sega. Enjoy. And don't forget to DM me your answers for Say My Name, or you will lose. So this is Spirit from the GG Shinobi. We'll be right back.
the 90s to the present. Take a trip back in time with A Winner Was You as he looks back at the Sega games that defined his life. Memories of Sega.
It's time to jump back into the Shinobi franchise this week with the original Game Gear routing. Released in 1991, this game went against the usual Game Gear standard of just being a shrunken down port of a Master System game and decided to do its own thing. This particular version takes much of its cues from a Revenge of Shinobi and even borrows a few tunes from it. How could it possibly fail? Well, pretty easily. Thankfully though, it doesn't and is without a doubt one of the best games on the handheld. Taking the gameplay elements of Revenge and adding some excellent new twists of its own, this is a hugely enjoyable addition to the franchise. I first heard of this game in the tips sections of issue 4 of Sega Pro magazine. It gave some advice on how to clear the first four stages of the game, though there weren't any screenshots, so I had no idea what the game actually looked like at the time. My first actual play of the game was when I went to a friend's house and got to give it a go then. Even though I knew the best order to play the stages, which can be done in any order, I found the going a bit tough and struggled to get off even the first section. However, I really enjoyed my time with it and really wanted more. Sometime later, the same friend let me borrow his Game Gear, and thus I spent most of my time playing Shinobi, eventually managing to beat it. I would buy the game for real in 2003, during one of my first ever shopping trips to Southend, where I found a complete copy of the game in a cash converter style shop. The story sees you once again filling the shoes of Joe Musashi, and this time he's out to rescue four other ninjas who have been kidnapped by Neo Zeed. As previously mentioned, the first four stages can be done in any order, and every stage cleared has Joe rescuing one of the captured ninjas. Now here's where it gets interesting. Once a ninja is free, you can switch control over to him, and each ninja has their own unique ability and ninja magic, which makes getting through the game easier. Each stage also has an item which extends your maximum health. Very handy, but you have to get it before you complete the stage, or you can't go back to it, and it's gone for good. This is a little annoying, but it doesn't really hurt the game at all. The game is certainly quite hard, especially if it's your first time playing and you only have Joe to play as. However, it's definitely not unfair, and you can make it through with a bit of practice. And you'll definitely want to keep playing too. Once all four stages are complete, you'll go to the final stage, which is a maze area which will test your abilities to the limit. You'll need to know how to use every ninja very well in order to make it out alive with this one. The Game Gear version of Shinobi proves that bigger isn't always better. It looks great, like an 8-bit version of Revenge of Shinobi, and with Yuzo Koshiro composing again, you know the music is going to be great. Honestly, the only thing I don't like about this game is not being able to return to previously completed areas, but even that's more of a minor complaint. Yep, this is one slick little game indeed, and I can't recommend it enough. While you're at it, check out its sequel, Shinobi 2 The Silent Fury, which takes everything good about this game and refines it further while sorting out bad things. Maybe I'll cover that game sometime. But for the time being, both of the Game Gear Shinobi games are fantastic and really must be played.
Memories of Sega.
Share your own memories of the game by joining us live on Discord next week. You can also send a voice recording or written message by email to casey@radiosega.net.
Koshiro greatness there, Distant Thunder from Shinobi, aka the GG Shinobi Game Gear game, but so short. So I'm going to give you a few extra seconds for Say My Name. Remember, time's running out for this third clue. Let me tell you what we play there. So that was Distant Thunder, And the first one was Spirit. That was Spirit. So, next week, remember, you can take part in Memories of Sega with your own Memories of Sega. And yes, Opus Science Atlas developed shmup that had a sequel on, not developed, published. Atlas published shmup that had a sequel on the Dreamcast. That's the ticket right there. So next week, you can come on the show, you can talk to me live on Discord, or send me a message on Discord as well, or Twitter, or email to kc@radiosega.net. If you've played the GG Shinobi, let me know. I will definitely try to play it this week. I was playing a few retro games this weekend, so I'm definitely gonna sit down in the next few days and try to beat, or at least, you know, play through a bit of the GG Shinobi. The GG Shinobi, the best crossover event ever. A crossover between Jet Set Radio and Shinobi. The GG Shinobi. Joe Musashi, fights the evil ninjas and bad guys, donning his can of graffiti. Bad idea. Or maybe the best crossover event in history. Beat that, Avengers. Have you seen the latest Avengers movie? Everyone has, right? Great game. Great movie. Would be nice to have a game based on the movie, but it would probably suck, so don't bother. Yes, so that's it. So I'm gonna close entries in a few seconds, and I'm gonna give you like 3 more seconds. 1, 2, 3, and we're done. Entries are now closed.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
That's it. So I think everyone got it, or most people got it, I think. I have to make these clues a bit harder. Okay, so clue number one was it's a third-party game released on the Saturn. Number two, it's a shmup. Number three, a sequel to this Atlas-published game was released for the Dreamcast. Clue number four. The title, the name of the game, involves a weapon and a winged animal that flies. So the title of the game, the answer to this challenge, involves a weapon and a winged animal that flies. That's clue number four. Weapon and winged animal that flies. That's clue number four. For 5 points. Please DM me your answers for 5 points. That's it. best clue ever, says Doom Girl. I think all fourth clues are amazing every week, but this one definitely a contender for best clue ever. This the title involves a weapon and a winged animal that flies. There was another one. You play as a fox that is apparently a bit crazy. That was interesting as well. Or the Pocket Circuit Fighter, fourth clue was, he is known as a fighter in the Pocket Circuit racing scene. Yeah. Anyway, that's clue number four. We're overrunning a bit this week, I'm sorry for that. But I'm not sorry, because we're gonna play awesome music. Starting with, and you have until, remember, you have until the end of this music block to send me some guesses, or the final guess. And so we'll start this block with a Mania, Sonic Mania remix from Sonic Mania Remix. This is Bear Cave with Main Menu. Please come up with a better name next time. Thank you.
Missed a previous episode of the show or want to listen to this one again?
Come on!
Download it on Radio Sega or stream it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your podcast service of choice.
Oh, yeah!
Manic Monday Show with Casey.
It's the quartet theme Reborn from Mai Mai. Closing off this block of music that also had DPU from Let's Tap and the main menu of Sonic Mania remixed by Bear Cave. This is the Manic Monday Show, and it's almost time to say goodbye, but it's also and first of all time to close entries for Say My Name, and to tell you that I think everyone got it, everyone that tried at least got it this week, so well done. We'll talk about that in a few seconds. Let me just remind you of something. In 2 weeks' time, we have the May special on the Manic Monday Show. The special show this month is dedicated to 8-bit music. So, how can you take part? I have no idea. No, I do. You can go to radiose.ga/8-bit. That's where you can go to request tracks for that special show. So focus on Sega games, maybe even some third-party games. There's not much in the way of third-party games, but you can try that. RadioSE.ga/8-bit. And suggest no more than 3 tracks from games released on the Master System or Game Gear. Preferably Sega, but if you have some third-party games that you really, really like, let me know. Let me know. Yeah, that's it. So, a few people already suggested some tracks, so I'm waiting for yours. So, yeah, let me know. RadioSE.ga/8-bit. 8-bit. I don't know. Jamie says we could have a special and call it the worst of Sega and place the C64 quartet theme there. Shadik says that episode would be filled with Sonic Chronicles and Sonic Battle. I don't mind Sonic Battle music. It's not like the best, but it's, you know, appropriate for what it was. Frost Impact says Sonic Eraser. And Veritex says Doom 32X. 8-bird. Yeah. Okay, so that's it. Time for this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Burp. That's it. So, say my name. Time to tell you about everything that happened this week. We had 4 clues as per usual, and clue number 1 was third-party game released on the Saturn. Number 2, it's a shmup, or shump. Shout out to I Need Fruit. I miss you. It's a shmup. A sequel to this Atlas-published game was released for the Dreamcast. That was clue number 3. Number 4, the title involves a weapon and a winged animal that flies. A weapon, as in gun, and a winged animal that flies, as in bird. So the answer was Gunbird. My god. A weapon and a winged animal that flies. That was clue number 4. So yay! And with that, let's see how you guys did tonight. So with 5 points, we had Lucas. With 10 points, we had just about everyone. Rexy, Electric Boogaloo, Doomgirl, Jamie, 64326, Veritex, and OSC. And with 15 points tonight, we had II1980. Congratulations to II! Yeah! Yeah! Okay, shut up now. That's enough. So that's it. And with that, let's look at the leaderboard. So with 5 points, we still have Rafsig, who is nowhere to be seen. 5 points. 10 points for someone, or for 2 people who are nowhere to be seen as well, Doan and Spawn of Jack. 15 points for II1980, just took part this week. Congrats, Skyblaze. And that's about it. Then, after the 15 point mark, we have 35 points for Lucas. 40 points for Green Viper 8, with 60 points we have Electric Boogaloo, and then we have joint third place for Doom Girl and Veritex with 65 points. Second place, 70 points, Jamie 64326, and in the lead still with 75 points, Rexy and OSC. Only 2 weeks to go. Sound the alarm. Yes. Okay, that's enough. 2 weeks to go, and we still have things pretty much, you know, close. And I don't know what's gonna happen next week. I don't know what's gonna happen. Next week we'll have another thing for you to guess. And don't forget, everything ends in 2 weeks with a special prize. And what will I do after that? Will we have another pressure edition? Or maybe we can have that like quiz game sort of that we had the other time, with multiple choice questions, and you know, maybe we'll do that again. Who knows? But for now, Say My Name is still going. 2 weeks left for someone to win something, and I will tell you what it is next week. With that, it's time to say goodbye, to remember or to remind you that we have some other shows. We have many shows, actually. We have the next one being Hidden Palace, hopefully comes back this Wednesday at 10 p.m. with Skyblaze. So if you want to get the full scoop of all our shows, radiose.ga/shows. That's how you can do that. You can check out the full schedule of live shows. Don't forget this week's Sega Generations, which airs on Thursday at 10 p.m. UK time. This week is the first Atlas-centric episode of Sega Generations. So that's something I'm looking forward to, because next month's special will probably be the Atlas special. So we'll be playing nothing but Atlas music. So I'm going to learn a lot from this first Atlas Generations episode of Sega Generations, focusing on Shin Megami Tensei, which actually has a new game in the series coming out tomorrow, I think. Or was it today? I don't know. I'm not really well versed in that series. But yes, so those are some shows. Others you can catch on radiose.ga/shows. Don't forget to come back next week with for another episode of the Manic Monday Show, another regular show. Radiose.ga/8bit for suggestions for our 8-bit special coming in 2 weeks. I will bid you farewell with a very, very, very special shout out to Goro Majima. It's his birthday! Yay! Someone says, sound the age alarm.
Age!
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 Age! That's it. And so, yeah, that's it. Someone asked me to pin something. I don't know what it is. I can't find it, but I will check it out afterwards. So there's a Discord somewhere, somehow. I don't see it anywhere. But okay, I will look into it shortly, rapid run. So, saying goodbye to you all, and saying...
You used to call me on my cell phone.
And using my air horn. Yes. saying that to Majima, and to celebrate his birthday, I'm going to play something that I've been sitting on for a while now. I was waiting for a special occasion to play this. So this is the full spec edition of a song I've been looking for years and never found. But there's a new album came out with, you know, karaoke tracks and stuff. And so we have the full spec edition of this right now to play for the first time on Radio Sega. This is Zenta, featuring Goro Majima, actually Hidenari Ugaki, the person behind Majima. This is the full spec edition of Majima, no Maji Rock. I hope you enjoyed this tune. I will be back next week. Bye-bye!
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.